AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Mideast tensions ramp up after strikes, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state-run SANA news agency has quoted a military statement as saying Israel carried out a missile strike targeting an air defense unit in its south, causing material damage. Meanwhile, Iran has fired air defenses at a major airbase and a nuclear site near its central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. Some flights have been diverted or grounded after reports of explosions nearby. The commotion early Friday raises fears of a possible Israeli retaliatory strike following Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. U.S. officials have declined to comment as of early Friday, but American broadcast networks have quoted unnamed officials saying Israel carried out the attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
David Meehan, the man who blew the lid off decades of abuse allegations at what was then called the Youth Development Center in New Hampshire, became emotional as the trial continues in the first case to be filed. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Meehan says that the real turning point was the first of many assaults by his youth counselor, a man he had grown to trust and love as a father figure.
I've been forced to try to hold myself together somehow and show as a man everything that these people did to this little boy.
In the 7 years since David Meehan went to police, the state has set up a $100 million fund for former residents and brought criminal charges against 11 former state workers, including four accused of abusing Meehan. Meehan says,
I'm constantly paying for what they did.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Millions of Indians began voting Friday in a six-week election. That's a referendum on Narendra Modi, the populist prime minister who has championed an assertive brand of Hindu nationalist politics. This is AP News. 12 jurors have been picked for Donald Trump's hush money trial. The selection of alternates is still ongoing. Speaking to reporters following jury selection, former President Donald Trump says the trial represents a national decline.
This country is devolving into a third world country. Between having no borders, having no justice, we have no justice, and having a press that doesn't want to cover the facts. So thank you very much.
Actor Henry Cavill says in an AP interview, director Guy Ritchie created an environment for creativity on the set of Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Any idea can count, but it's also very comfortable in the sense that people can make fun of each other as well, and there are no tears on set. There's just the sense of, right, we're here, we're a troop of professionals trying to create a fun and interesting, engaging story.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.